Good morning, Alex.
Thank you very much for coming to discuss this morning. First of all, how did this information come out?
Well, this is all coming from the tapes that Al Jazeera, the news network, shot of this ill-fated trip to Washington that Steve Dixon and Pauline Hanson's chief of staff, James Ashby, had. They effectively appear to have been touting for donations and other support from the National Rifle Association, others in return for promises to water down Australia's gun laws.
Mm. It's incredible that Al Jazeera have managed to get this much dirt on the One Nation Party just from this one trip.
Well, they're not the brightest bunnies in the universe, the One Nation people, I think.
What's been the response from One Nation so far to this?
Well, Steve Dixon himself has fronted up and resigned, and he said he was drunk and he was not behaving very well, but he has to take responsibility for his actions. He did, and he should have actually resigned after the expose of the touting for business with the NRA, but he didn't, and Pauline Hanson didn't take his resignation, and this time, because apparently he's a bad role model for her children, this time she did. So, look, I think it shows that One Nation is a party of, how can I put it, fruitcakes and unsavoury characters who are touting for the votes of ordinary Australians who are disaffected or dissatisfied and totally unhappy with the major parties.
Mm. And, you said that he maybe should have put in his resignation earlier. I suppose there's only so many times you can use the excuse on the source.
Well, that's right. But as far as I'm concerned, when he and Ashby, and Ashby is a shrewd political operator who's working with these fruitcakes and nutcases, deliberately went across there they say they went to learn, but I actually, certainly from what we saw on the ABC and Al Jazeera, they were there to seek support and seek donations, notwithstanding Australia's foreign donation rules. It seems to me that One Nation always wants it both ways. Pauline Hanson always wants it both ways. She wants to be looked up to as an alternative to major parties, as sort of a fish and chip shop messiah, but she also wants to get the benefit of doing what she thinks needs to be done to get the electoral support that she needs to get her candidates up in the Senate.
Fish and chips shop messiah. I've never heard a better way for describing Pauline Hanson.
You like it, it's yours.
Thank you. He insisted, taking it back to Steve Dixon, he did insist that he was intoxicated, as we said, and then he continued to insist this is not who he is. Do you think this is a valid excuse in this day and age?
Look, I think with social media, mainstream media as well, pretty well politicians are under observation at all times. So it's just like the old rule of doing an interview that a politician's always taught. The first thing that they are taught when they do media training is always assume a microphone is open. Mm-hmm. And that's what they failed to do in this case. But also I think it did reveal the motives of One Nation in going to Washington. It also revealed, I think, some of the characters of the key people in One Nation as well, and that I think should alarm Australians, and when they are thinking about casting their vote, and if they are unhappy with the major parties and with the coalition in particular on the right side of politics, they should think again and then say, look, I mean, we're unhappy with the way things are, but what's the alternative? It seems even worse.
And we were talking how this information actually came out, and it was Al Jazeera who took secret footage. There's been some arguments that are saying that it's unfair that there's been this undercover kind of approach. How would you see this secret footage? Do you think it's unfair, or do you think, as you said, a microphone's always open on a politician?
Well, I think the microphones are always open, but I think the idea of a sting to get somebody to do something that is sensational is wrong somehow. I just think it was borderline ethical. But having said that, it did reveal the motivations of Steve Dixon and James Ashby, and you'd have to assume by association Pauline Hanson. I mean, while she wasn't fingered with the responsibility for going and talking to the NRA, there are these things called email, there are these things called telephones where you can actually keep in touch with your boss, and seeing she is such a controlling character of a party, it's hard to believe that she was not associated in some way with this.
Mm.
But Look, she recruited Steve Dixon. She lured him from the National Party and all the LNP in Queensland. And she has to take the consequences of the fact that she made a bad choice, and just as she needs to take the consequences of having made so many bad choices of candidates in 2016 and the consequences from that.
And you, speaking of consequences, we all know the election is coming up soon. How do you think this will affect One Nation going into the election?
Well, certainly I think the Al Jazeera hit and the revelations about One Nation's judgment and conduct hit the primary vote. I think One Nation's vote has fallen steadily from a couple of months ago. And of course, Clive Palmer is surging on the back of his 50, 60, 70 million, whichever figure you like, because he's putting them all out, advertising campaign. So no, my sense is that it means that it's going to be a lot harder for Pauline Hanson to put up a successful campaign in Queensland, but she still looks like getting at least one senator up in Malcolm Roberts up there. But in terms of other states, I don't know how it's going to play out. It really depends on how cheesed off the electorate is with the government or with the Labor alternative.
Terry, thank you so much once again for joining us this morning and shedding a bit of light on this.
Absolute pleasure. Thanks, Alex.